Interviewee, and it is a second version of a Community Connection this morning. This time, we're talking city politics and a nonpartisan election coming up 1 week from today for the city council seats. And while technically there is another name on the ballot for Ward 4, so the other candidate has announced he is dropping out, but still an opportunity for you to become better acquainted with Alan Gentius. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
And again, people can cast a ballot as early as, well, Thursday morning.
That's right. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah. Or, of course, most people around here still vote on Election Day, so Tuesday the polls will be open 7 to 7, and please participate.
Yeah. It's I always like voting on Tuesday, and you know, everybody is there, and it's just something that's really special, I think, if you vote.
I think so, too. And as much as I try to not express very many editorial opinions, particularly when I have a guest, but I'm glad that the state of Oklahoma has such a short early voting period. I think some of the states that have much longer periods, I've heard reports of several people, regardless of how they voted, this or that has come out in the news presidentially, and I'm sure there are people out there saying, gee, can I change my vote? You know, so voting on Election Day, or at least close to Election Day, I think, still, in my opinion, the best way to do it.
Right.
City of Bartlesville is a nonpartisan election. We're simply choosing candidates for the city council. The council then, among the five councilmen or women, vote for their leadership, mayor and vice mayor. And you put your name on the candidacy declaration months ago. And while there was another announced candidate, he chose to withdraw from the election after the date that you could get your name removed from the ballot.
Right. So we have the interesting situation where my former opponent has dropped out, but he'll still be on the ballot.
And I have no doubt that some of his friends will simply cast a symbolic vote for him out of friendship or whatever. But he apparently will not serve.
That's so, right.
Yeah. Looking at your candidacy for the city. And again, I know we've talked about this before, but it's such a high-paying job. Why does anyone want to go through the process of this long job interview for $10 a meeting?
Well, I'll be honest with you. There was a time where I was kind of wondering that, but I know you're just kidding about the high paying and the $10 a meeting or whatever it is. I haven't really paid that much attention to that aspect of it. As I was being asked, I had friends that were coming and asking me to run, and my initial reaction was, no, I don't think I want to do that. I have a busy practice, and mm-hmm. I'm involved in various boards and other activities, have a big family, but the more I looked at it, it appeared to me that local government has such a direct impact on the citizens, and since I've been for quite a while now dedicated to do what I can to be a good citizen here in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. then I felt like it would be something kind of a civic duty again to put my name in the ring and see what folks think. And the more I've learned about what's coming up and some of the issues that are going to be facing Bartlesville, I thought, you know, my skill set might actually be something that would lend to the overall success of those issues.
Well, I thank you for stepping forward and filling out the candidacy paperwork, and I have no doubt that the city will profit from your knowledge. Issues that are coming up for the city, many of them are, I don't think, any surprise to the voters, but still it's a matter of choosing which are the most immediate and what steps to take on those immediate issues as they come up.
That's right. And one of the issues that I see, it's a long-term issue. It has to do with making sure that we have a good water supply that's reliable. And I know I've talked about this several times, but it's going to be something that's ongoing. There's a national component because of some of the planning that we're looking at. So I think that I can possibly be helpful there. I've had a long experience with administrative agencies and dealing with them, and that's part of the mix here. So hopefully I'll be able to help in that.
And you touched on it, but I just want to revisit that point again. In your professional career, whether it is the Corps of Engineers or other similar agencies, that's not a stranger to your skill set.
No, in the last 31 years of law practice, I've dealt with the Social Security Administration, the DOT, the DEQ, EPA, EEOC, various other agencies. And, you know, it takes a specific kind of approach, because the agency has its own way of doing things, their own procedures, obviously their own regulations, and you have to kind of understand how that works. And yeah, I think I can be helpful in that way.
Well, and sometimes it's just a matter of, if you were to set a meeting with another elected official, hypothetically Senator Inhofe or Congressman Bridenstine, you can say, you know, this is what we're trying to do, and this is what I would like to see you do for the city of Bartlesville, for instance. Administrative agencies such as the Corps or any of the others you just mentioned operate from a set of rules, not so much as what they can do, it's what they're constrained from doing.
That's true.
Yeah,
there's an enabling act that Congress passes, and they have to work within that framework. And then they pass regulations which have to be go through a public comment time and also have to be scrutinized by the public. And then there's also congressional oversight of those agencies. So, and there's obviously a legislative branch component, because they're generally, they are always under the control of the executive branch. So it's a fairly complicated thing, and from what I'm told, the delegation here, the elected delegation, has always been very supportive, and working through the agency is always the thing that we have to work at, and hopefully I can be some help there.
Yeah. And infrastructure, whether it's with drinking water or wastewater, or for that matter, streets, highways, roads, the business climate, those are all areas of concern for local, whether it's city or county elected officials.
Yes, that's primarily what we deal with. I mean, what I call those kind of central services that the city would provide: water, sewer, police, fire, roads, that kind of thing is the primary thing that we should be looking at. And then, of course, economic development has been a big issue and a big a push here in Bartlesville, and I think that it's done a good job, and I'd like to be a part of that also to continue those kind of developments.
Well, councilmen are chosen, or I'll say assigned duties on numerous committees, so I have no doubt you'll be getting your feet wet on some of those and get the opportunity at least to choose which ones you'd like to get into.
Right, there are a lot of committees.
It's a lot more than just that city council meeting where you typically in the space of, I don't know, an hour and a half, a couple of times a month, but it's a lot more.
Right, I think to be really committed to the job, then you're involved in the committees, you're also understanding the issues, reading the documentation that comes to you, and making some your own independent review and possibly research of that documentation, and then trying to be out there so that the citizens feel like they can actually talk to you and contact you and have their input, because ultimately they're the boss.
Yeah, well, it's convenient that you are a you know, first of all, local resident, that qualifies you for the ward, but more importantly, you're involved in other activities through church or nonprofit work or other agencies that just as a resident, you're involved in what's going on in Bartlesville.
Right. I've been on various boards, currently on a couple of boards, of course involved in our church at First Church, and you know, I know we were talking about this the other day, that people stop you at the grocery store and ask you questions, mm-hmm. and I like that. I think that way you get a feel for what is important to the citizens. And, you know, sometimes you can get so caught up in what you're doing that you forget to talk to the boss. So they stop me and talk to me, and that's good. And also the same thing in the involvement with the boards and the other organizations. And you have a contact there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, during this, where I'm actually campaigning, I give out my personal cell phone number, and folks can call me that directly. I'm surprised I don't get many phone calls, but maybe that's a good thing. Maybe they feel like they're pretty comfortable with what's going on.
Well, I hope so. And, of course, once you are actually in office, you'll find your photograph and email and, I assume, phone number on the city website as well. So just one more place that people can look at and say, okay, who do I call to, you know, get some attention on this squeaky wheel?
That's right. That's right. And that's already happened. Walking the various neighborhoods, some of the neighbors have asked me to look into something, and we've been doing that. And staff with the city has been very responsive, and I very much appreciate their response.
I've seen you at the council meetings. You have been doing your homework for a few weeks already.
I have. I've looked at those packets that are sent out by Elaine, and, 200 and some pages generally. Fortunately, that's kind of what I do for a living, is look at documentation, so it's not a surprise to me.
No, and probably not as daunting as it would be to someone from many other walks of life when you see that stack of paper.
Right. And sometimes some of the things that come across councilman's desk would be maybe something you wouldn't see unless you're involved in municipal government or have had, a legal background. And, I've been the attorney for the town of Ramona for 10 years, mm-hmm. and it may be on a smaller scale, but the issues are very, very familiar to me, and the kind of agencies and things that come up are things that I've seen before.
I can't imagine how that would be a conflict of interest, but will you retain that post with the other city?
Well, ultimately, that decision will be the board of trustees there in Ramona. I have researched it before, and recently I looked at it again, and there's a AG's opinion that says that municipal attorneys and their assistants are not precluded from holding other office because they don't fit the officer standing under the statute, which is Title I, Section 6.
Okay.
If I am lucky enough to be elected, then I'll probably pass that in front of at least one other attorney. I've already had two other opinions other than my own. And if it's the same as mine, then the Board of Trustees at Ramona will have to make that decision. And of course, if in fact we ever had anything that I thought was a conflict, my duty not only as a councilman but as an attorney, I would either recuse or abstain from involvement in any issue like that.
I mean, there could be instances, I guess as I sit here and kind of think about it, the town of Ramona is a water customer for the city of Bartlesville.
That's true. And so if there was something there where there seemed to be a conflict, then we would recuse from that, dealing with that issue. I think, however, more I find out about our involvement with water and the relationships that they have, that City of Bartlesville has with the other towns, it seems symbiotic to me. It seems like that we're all kind of on the same page and have the same goals. And Bartlesville is the area or regional water supplier, and I think that will probably even increase as we go forward. So that could be an issue. I can see where it wouldn't be something that there would be a conflict in, that we have the same interest.
Yeah, I would see would be. It, again, as a non-concerned party, that more likely it would be common interest as opposed to an opposing interest. So, yeah. We got just about a minute and a half left to go. Again, people can go to the ballot box as early as, whenever the courthouse opens Thursday morning.
That's correct. Yep. And as always, I wanted to get out and vote. And, it's an important election on a lot of issues. Of course, the national elections, which have kind of taken up all the space, but the state questions, and then of course the retention of our judiciary in certain positions, and at the very last, if you're in Ward 4 or Ward 3, you'll have another ballot that'll be separate, a nonpartisan ballot, and in Ward 4 it'll have Mr. Raven's name first, and then my name, mm-hmm. and hopefully you won't wear out before you get to that ballot, and I'd really appreciate your vote.
Well, after trudging through 7 state questions and several judges that are up for review, I can see where somebody would say, wait a minute, when's the good part here?
That's great.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for coming in. I look forward to your service to the citizens of Bartlesville as a member of the council, and I have no doubt that once you actually take the oath of office, you'll join our rotation of city councilmen who come in a couple times a month for the report to the voters. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles.
Again, running for Ward 4 on the Bartlesville City Council, the second name on the ballot, Alan Gentius. And, of course, you can cast your ballot just once, please, to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or, of course, on Election Day. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network on 1400 K1. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing. We're serving you.